noted, or just wherever you have water, you're gonna find something like that.
Okay, any snapping turtles or?
I don't know, they were just kind of, I don't know whether you call them snapping turtles or not, they were just, kind of, I think we called them land turtles. They were, you know, about yay big around.
Land?
Land, L-A-N-D.
What about animal, game animals, people hunt around here?
Antelope. And let's see, we had rabbits. There are not very many rabbits left around anymore, but they used to have rabbit hunts. They'd get them by the thousands because they were so eating up everything.
Right. Deer?
Yeah, there's deer.
Okay. Any elk or anything like that?
Very few in this area. There might be, you know, on a rare occasion you might see one out in the breaks.
Okay.
But they're more in the mountains.
Do you have anything you would call woods around here?
Well, the breaks, which qualify as woods.
Is that a pretty big area of wood?
Well, or no, not,
not really.
It doesn't cover a big area.
I was just wondering if there's other animals you might see specifically in that area that you didn't
know. Oh,
elsewhere.
You see porcupines.
Okay.
And, of course, a lot of snakes.
Okay. Do you know what kind of snakes?
Rattlesnakes. Predominantly.
Nice.
Bull snakes,
okay.
Water snakes.
Okay.
But mostly rattlesnakes.
Okay. What are some of the animals you associate with the mountains?
Well, that would be mountain lion probably, although those things are also moving down.
Okay.
And same way with the bears.
Right. What about with the desert? Any animals you associate with desert?
Well, snakes again, I guess. Actually, we don't have all that much desert in this, you know, right,
okay.
In this area.
Mostly plains? Would you consider this mostly plains?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are there animals you associate only with the plains? Some you probably just mentioned, probably the antelope, maybe?
Yeah, the antelope would be pretty much on the plains.
And prairie dogs?
Yeah, prairie dogs.
What about animals that are a nuisance to farmers?
Well, in a way, antelope would be.
Oh, really?
In that they, you know, get in the wheat and you get 100 antelope on your wheat field, I would think it would be a bad.
Yeah. What about animals that, like, went after chickens and stuff like that?
Well, that would be coyotes.
Okay. Do you get many of those? Do you see those
mm-hmm.
in this area?
Oh, yeah, there's lots of coyotes.
What about foxes?
They're fairly common in this area.
Okay.
Not a real lot of them, but you do see them.
Yeah. Do you get any animals that fly around lights at night?
Bats, you mean?
That would be one, yeah.
Not a lot, but there are bats.
Okay. What about smaller insects that fly around lights?
Millers.
Okay. Are those the same thing as moths?
Mm-hmm, probably about the same.
Do you see those a lot?
Actually, millers are cutworms.
Oh, really?
I
didn't know that.
After they're cutworms, they turn into millers.
Okay.
And we have those every spring, sometimes worse than others. But
are they pesky?
They're just a nuisance.
What about sting insects?
Oh, we have yellow jackets and that would probably be the worst stinging insect.
Any wasps?
They're the same as a yellow jacket.
I don't know. Could you say that for me?
Yellow jacket.
The other one.
And wasp.
Okay. And you get any mosquitoes?
No, yeah.
Are they
They've done really well in Lyman this year. We had a really bad, Colorado had a really bad West Nile experience last year.
Yeah.
And they have done an amazingly good job with spraying this year. You don't see much in the way of mosquitoes.
Okay. Do you get chiggers in this area at all?
No.
Okay. Do you know where they do?
Down Kansas and Oklahoma, along in that area.
Is that what they call them?
Yeah, they call them chiggers.
Okay. And do you ever see an insect that lights up at night?
We don't in this area. We do in Kansas, but not here.
What do you call those?
Firefly.
Okay. ever see these animals that fly, usually around the swampy area, rivers maybe, they have these, they're skinny insect with a big
Yeah, we do see those.
What do you